This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derrick Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derrick Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derrick Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Derrick Johnson joining the show now here on Fesco and Dusty, and for all NFL draft-related interviews, brought to you by Powell Exteriors, JM Displays, and the Salvation Army. DJ, let's get right to it, man. How sweet is draft night when you hear your name selected to that team?
It's really a dream come true, man. Every year it doesn't get old. It's not like, oh, here we go again. It's draft. You know, it's draft day. It's actually a day that that these kids been dreaming about, meditating about, saying when they were little. You know, even though it was far-fetched when they were smaller, saying, "Oh, I want to be an NFL player." Like, okay, yeah, you got to do a lot of work to get there. And today, you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow are those days for these kids. And it's a super important time for their family, just the mentors. You know, it takes a village to raise kids. And I just tell you, man, to see Josh Simmons just get that call, the last pick in the draft to be a Chief, it's pretty cool. And we kind of need that position, so that's pretty cool.
No doubt. What do you think of that pick by the Chiefs? I really like the pick. It seems like he's universally loved by everybody nationally, and I think it's a good pick for KC. What do you feel about it?
I feel like it's a great pick. I mean, it was kind of expected. You know, sometimes when you go through drafts and different people get picked up, and sometimes you don't pick the position that you really need. Sometimes you pick the best player available. But when you pick for need and how we go about our business each year with Brett Beach, been doing a great job at just being very intentional with the picks so they can count and be purposeful throughout the year. Just because he's a young guy, that doesn't mean, oh, we'll use him later. It's like, no, we're going to use him now. I heard he had some injuries or whatnot late, and he's still getting over that. But he'll be there for the season and everything. But at the same time, he actually was an earlier pick than what we picked. So we actually, you know, we picked up. You know, he's a top 10 type of talent. So big kid. Went to a big university. When you get these guys from big universities, there's some value there just because they've been playing against quality players week in and week out.
Yeah, Derrick, I want to go back to maybe something that you experienced because you were the 15th pick in your draft. Before the draft starts and, like, these guys know they're going to go in the first round, like, is there some sort of, like, intel, or do they give you any sort of like insight, like, hey man, like, from what we're hearing, like, guys, you're around, like, you're gonna go early or you're gonna go middle of the draft, like, you know, prepare yourself for that. Like, what's that like when it really starts to kind of kick in? Because I know there was one side of it where it's really successful, like, I mean, obviously if you're like Travis Hunter, you know, you're going one or two, and then there was guys like Shador Sanders last night, right, that, you know, maybe thought he was gonna go in the first round and doesn't. Like, you know, obviously you weren't on that side of it, but what's it like being told, hey, you're gonna be a top 10, top 15 pick, and it actually happens?
Yeah, it's kind of nerve wracking because you really don't know. They have a board. Every team has a board of players that they want and need, and then they have a board of like, hey, who's the best player in the draft? Sometimes people pick at, hey, this is the best player available. Let me pick that, because that method works as well. And the Chiefs didn't go with that. Well, they kind of did go with that, but it's nerve-wracking because I personally was scheduled for when I was coming out from 10 to 15. Dick Vermeil told me, hey, at 15, we're not going to let you, you know, I don't think you're going to get to 15, but, you know, if you're at 15, we're going to take you. It's just we need help on defense, and that's just what it is. And lo and behold, at 15, I was there for them, and they was, you know, Gunther Cunningham and all those guys like, oh, we got to take them all the way. But you just never know. I always tell rookies or people that's getting drafted, young athletes, hey, try to enjoy that day or those couple days, because you really don't know. The real work starts when you get to that team. When you get to that team, that's the real work. So don't worry about, oh, I need to go this team, that team. You can't control that. What you can control is when you get to that team, what you do after that.
Okay, that's a great point, DJ, because we were talking about that earlier. The guys who come into this league and or in any professional sports league where they were the best. You were the best in your high school. You were the best at college. You get to the pros, and now everybody's on that same level playing field. What do you have to do? Like, what would be your message to Simmons? Like, all right, you got to do this in order to make sure you have this continued success at the NFL level.
Well, learn that playbook. The playbook is bigger. It's more expensive. It's just more detailed and learn it like the back of your hand. Like, you, in order to have success and anticipate what the other team's going to do and what the opponent's going to do, you have to know your job like the back of your hand. And when you can clear that up, especially for young players, when you can clear your head and say, man, I know my job, I know my technique, I know exactly what to do. Now I can start game planning and saying, okay, this guy's going to do that, that guy's going to do that. Then that makes you a better player. Now they see, or the fans see, the coaches see, your teammates see, oh, this player is a really good player because this is what he did in college or whatnot. But if your head is cloudy and you're saying, oh, my goodness, how do I do this technique? Or I'm not sure about, you know, if Pat Mahomes checks this, do I have to do, like, no, you can't play fast that way. You can't be yourself. We drafted you because of what you did on film, because you knew exactly what you're doing. That's the same way when you come to the NFL. You have to learn that playbook, because that's the biggest curve. Yes, everybody's pretty big. We can jump high. We can run fast. And we're pretty strong. Everybody's pretty even when it comes to that. The mental aspect of the game is what separates athletes.
DJ, last one for you. Here is Friday, day two of the draft. This is where I think Brett Veach nails it down. What do you want to see the Chiefs maybe do in these three picks in the second and the third?
Well, yeah, Brett's been probably Veach has probably been the best at it over the last few years. Just being able to pick the best available. Sometimes the good thing about the Chiefs, we don't have a lot of crazy needs, but one thing we do really well as when we get those people on the team, when we get those players on the team, we know how to use them. And Brett Veach is going to do that the next couple of days. This is where you win the draft. First round pick is kind of like, that's kind of slotted. That is what it is. But being able to make sure that you use those picks wisely when the second, third, fourth, fifth round, those are more important than the first round pick.
All right, DJ, we appreciate the time, and make sure you're hitting those mid irons well today and keep them straight, my guy.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing in Waco at some cotton gin or something. Cotton
plate.
I don't even know the name of it. I just know I need to get the ball well.
That's right. It straight. Who cares,
hey,
right?
Man, go out there and
love you, brother.
Put them low today, DJ.
All right.
Oh, man, we might have to cut that.
I love that guy. He's my favorite Chief of all time. We were talking about, you know, over your favorite Chiefs draft pick. That's my guy right there. Yeah. That's my brother, DJ, man. I love that guy. I loved him from the day he was drafted. He's just the best, man. He's just the best. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite player of all time.
All right, Matt, let's just do one word.
One word on last night's NFL draft.
I thought we had a new open.
We do.
Surprising? I thought it was more entertaining than I gave it credit for, and
of
I apologize.
Course, it always is.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, well, there's not a huge name. There's not a huge deal. There's not a, you know, like, let's see what happens. And then there's many storylines that always happen in night one. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun for me last night. There's a couple of big trades that we saw. You know, a couple of players fall that you thought were going to be there that weren't. So, yeah. No, it was a fun first night.
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
There it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There we go, spec. Love that. Okay, yeah. One word
brioche.
On...
Brioche.
Brioche, yeah. For sure. One word on Adam Schefter's outfit last night.
Can you see my face?
See my face and hear his voice. Hear my face and hear my and look at his voice.
Bad. Like I get the hoodie sport coat look that people try to pull off. That was the wrong hoodie to wear with that look.
I thought it was outdated. Orlovsky retired it. Whitworth created and retired it.
Oh, Whitworth retired it?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Has it already, like, has that been a thing? Like,
I didn't know that either.
Orlovsky's getting ripped by Dion this morning, so he's got other things to deal with.
Oh, boy.
Orlovsky's getting ripped by Dion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about drafting quarterbacks. Orlovsky was, and then Dion shot back.
Because he was a bad quarterback or something like that?
No, because here's what happened. Orlovsky's been a big supporter of Shador Sanders, but last night showed a video that, you know, his flaws, right? And and somebody, you know, quote tweeted it and went, man, Dan Orlovsky's turning on Shador Sanders, man, big time. And Dion's like, yes, he is. Wow. Oh. And Orlovsky's
don't
like,
don't believe nah.
Orlovsky's like, I show like the downfalls of every court.
Yeah,
like, that's
come on,
part
man.
Of the process.
This is the job.
Yeah. So anyway, Schefter's outfit, wrong.
Yeah. Outdated, man. It ain't the look. Man, I know that you probably got a sponsorship for that, and I'm all about you doing your thing and getting your money, but man, that wasn't it last night.
No.
It wasn't 10 degrees in Wisconsin.
No, that was a bad choice. Like, that was one of those things where he prepared that on probably like last week that this is what he was going to go with, and he was going with that outfit.
And
he went with it, and he committed to it, and it was not a good look.
That outfit was over a K.
What?
Over $1,000?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
All their suits are got to be so nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think, though, like, that hoodie was, like, it was too thick a hoodie.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It just didn't sit right.
Cashmere.
Yeah.
I thought the best outfit of last night was Abdul Carter. Good God.
You did like the Abdul Carter one.
He looked like Morpheus coming into New York. Like, that dude's a dog.
He's a badass.
That defensive line in New York now. Good Lord.
Daddy Fesco's got some movement down south after that pick was made.
Oh, he's very excited.
Yeah,
very excited
and the
about
Knicks
the
one.
Pick. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Knicks one, and they got a quarterback. Yeah, we'll have to talk about the Giants. That was interesting later on. One word on Josh Simmons to the Chiefs,
love
Ohio
it.
State.
Love.
Futuristic. You hope it works. You don't know the future. You hope the best for your future. You hope that he is your lock, stock, and ready to rock. If worms had arms, you hope that he's your left tackle of the future. You hope when Mahomes gets older and he gets into the prime of his career, he's that stopping gap, that wall where Mahomes can now officially be that step back, drop back passer instead of being able to have to improvise for everything, because that doesn't last forever. So futuristic.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
I mean, just don't not like even it. A second of reaction.
Well, he's been saying for a month
he
doesn't like this.
He has. And Chris, on the show, they both said last night, if he was there at 31, they both said they would have passed.
And I don't think Gold likes the pick either. So Goldie's going to be a little.
Oh, why doesn't Alex like the pick?
I thought he had a grade A body type and.
That was the guy from Texas.
Oh, damn.
But no, I think that he's like, they'll probably take Josh Simmons. I don't like that pick. I think he's on record for saying that.
Okay.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have to get back.
Yeah, if he's not, who cares? We'll just say he didn't like it.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
No doubt.
Yeah, I would say steal for Josh Simmons.
Yeah. Steal, baby. I mean, I'm excited.
Let's
love it. Let's do it.
You got to trust the Chiefs medical staff. That's all you're putting trust into. Well, that's a pretty good thing to put trust into.
You know, somebody said that on ESPN last night. They said, I think it was Lou Riddick. He said they got Rick Burkholder out there in Kansas City, who's one of the best at what he does. And so this is a good pick because, and Lou knows Rick the days in Philadelphia together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard that last night. I'm like, okay, that's a good pick. And guys, gals, everybody, Red Feach's track record is pretty damn good. I'm going to trust them.
When in doubt, trust Feach.
Exactly.
One word on our guy Mel Kiper last night.
Cringe.
Loyal, I would say.
Yeah,
I mean, he was loyal to his take. He was loyal to his guy. And boy, he stood on business last night with Shedeur Sanders. He was
to make the aggressive.
Yeah,
move.
We always act like we're in the sixth round of the draft right now, and Shedeur Sanders hasn't been picked. No. And we're still
listen
aware
Lamar
Jackson wasn't taken. And the last time I checked the Baltimore Ravens, Hayden Hurst, a 25-year-old tight end at the time, out of South Carolina, tight end. And then they traded back into 32 to take Lamar Jackson. We're ready to pack it up at the end of day one and get ready for day two, right? There's Lamar Jackson. That list of the pocket pass. Johnny Unitas, cut by the Steelers, passed over, right? Nobody won it. Dan Marino passed over for Cal Davis and Ken O'Brien, right? Joe Montana went in the third round. Kurt Warner, undrafted free agent. Peyton Manning, people have to look like Ryan Leaf over and put Phil Collins to take him number one overall. Matt Ryan, Jake Long went ahead of Matt Ryan. They took him so far, something for Ken Henning over Matt Ryan. Hockey guy, how'd that work out, right? Drew Brees, second round. Chargers, then Miami didn't take him. Goes to New Orleans, right? How'd that work out? Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Kirk Cousins, fourth round pick. They're all traditional drop back pocket passers. I didn't mention the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, sixth round pick.
I mean, he was all over Shedeur Sanders last night. I've never seen somebody take it personal that a guy wasn't getting drafted like Kiper did last night with Shedeur.
That was 90 seconds of him listing, like, most of them were, like, Hall of Famers, great quarterbacks he was listing and comparing him to this guy.
Right.
Jeez.
That's not fair to Shedeur.
No, that's true. That's exactly right. One word on tonight's portion of the draft.
Is honey spot the two words, or is that one spot?
I'll give you a hyphen.
Yeah, this is the honey spot.
This is the honey spot, baby. That's what Mitch called it.
Yep. We'll talk to Mitch coming up in a couple of minutes, too, which we're very excited about. But I think it's the honey spot tonight. You got 63, 66, 95, right?
That's it.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Let's roll.
I thought it was honey hole. Am I wrong?
I think he said honey spot, but you did dub it honey hole.
Honey spot.
You can call it whatever you want.
If worms had arms... God, Mel Kiper, man. The Dracula, man. Told you, he's out.
Is he going to show up? Like, God.
Not until the sun goes down.
They don't put him out there until the sun goes down, man. Until it's behind that, you know, Aspen Lawn Mosquito Dome.
Yeah, right.
You ain't seeing Kite, man.
And
he's coffined up.
Let's also hope Jordan Milroe goes before Shedeur Sanders, too.
He's dodging garlic and silver bullets like people dodging Shedeur.
I do hope that happens, Bob.
You're on board with me.
Absolutely, I'm on board with that.
Do you like Milroe? I wanted to talk to you about him real fast. Do you like him?
I think he's got all the physical traits. I think people talk about him like he's this erratic guy who runs out of the pocket. He likes to stay in the pocket. If you can get the accuracy down, he walks into the NFL, Bob, as the second fastest quarterback in the league. That's pretty awesome. If you can hone in on the arm talent, which is there, he's got a rocket. If you can get the accuracy, I think he could be the best quarterback out of this draft.
I've heard others say that as well. I've heard others talk about Milroe being kind of the wild card, the sneaky pick, the like guy you draft a little bit later, store him on the bench for maybe a year or so, and then see where he can go from there and see if he can be that guy. Now, the only thing that I'm concerned with is when Pelissero gets the comment from, you know, Milroe's agent that he's, you know, like a Michael Vick and he can run better than anybody else. Like, can he throw?
Ball carrier.
Yeah. But you're not a ball carrier as the quarterback. You need to be able to throw. And so for Milroe to have success, he needs to land with a successful offensive coach.
Exactly
he needs
right.
to be in Minnesota. He needs to be in Kansas City.
Los Angeles.
He needs to be in Los Angeles.
The Rams.
That's going to be an interesting one to watch. The Rams got an extra first-round pick next year. My God.
Woo.
Atlanta gave up a first-round pick next year. And you know, the Rams are going into next year with two first-round draft picks, a quarterback getting ready to, quote-unquote, retire at the end of the season. Who do you think is going to be picking one next year? Just guess right now.
Carolina?
Let's say Carolina.
Saints is a good one.
Saints is a good one. Oh, God, that throws a wrench into my hypothetical.
Because like his arch's son goes home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, the Rams.
Come on. You can already see your foil cap.
Oh, well, you can see that, but who's going to be the coach of the New Orleans Saints? And, well, I guess if Arch Manning goes there, he'll run the team. It doesn't matter. But, like, I'm thinking, like, if you got two first-round picks that the Rams do they package the two and trade up to number one take Arch Manning, right?
It's exciting.
Because if the Saints are picking there, they're going to take him. But now the Rams have two number ones. Matthew Stafford's on the tail end of his career. You trade two number ones. Watch the Rams yesterday. As Mike Florio pointed out, they went from F them picks to F them picks, man. So now they've got two first round picks next year. They've got a quarterback that's expiring. You've got Arch Manning coming into the league. You trade two first round picks to move up to number one overall to take Arch Manning, and there you go. But I also think Jalen Milroe has to go to a team that has a legitimate offensive coach. If he goes to a place like, I don't know, Eberflus or someplace, Dallas, he's going to fail. He needs to go with a legitimate head coach.